Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Today on Connections, we have Tara Campy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you on. You've been on before, but I think it's been about a year now. And I know you've got some upcoming events. Maybe just briefly you could tell us a couple of things coming up for you, the Oregon Drive Less Challenge and also the Safe Routes to School. What's happening?
Yeah, we're excited to be expanding our Safe Routes to School work to Ocean Lake Elementary in Lincoln City. Last school year we were working with Newport Intermediate, and we're excited to continue working with them as well, but we're also going to be able to do some work in Lincoln City. And Safe Routes to School is a program that promotes bike and pedestrian safety and encouragement for specifically for school children and safety around schools. So on October 8th, we're going to be holding a walk and bike to school day in Newport, and students who are interested in biking to school will be meeting at the Bike Newport bike shop, and students who want to walk to school will be gathering at the First Presbyterian Church near Sam Case Elementary, and information will be going out in the press, and students will be receiving information directly from their schools as well so they can participate.
Well, wonderful. Information as far as contacting you, one would go to Oregon's Cascades West Council of Governments website possibly, but I noticed you also had a website, OregonSafeRoutes.org. Is there more than one location online to get information about your activities?
Yes, both of those websites work, and I can also give my direct phone number if people have questions about the program. Would you like me to do that now?
Yeah, go for it.
That number is 541-924-8480.
Well, if you're listening to us, we're talking to Tara Campy. She is an outreach coordinator with Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments, and she just mentioned the Oregon Drive Less Challenge, also Safe Routes to School events coming up. Tara, stay with us. Our listeners, please stay with us as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Yes, welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. My name is Casey. I'm Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. With us today is Tara Campy. She is a Transportation Options Outreach Coordinator with Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. Tara, maybe you could tell us how transportation fits into the mission of Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. What are the variety of issues in transportation you guys address?
Well, the Council of Governments has various different programs. We have offices in Albany, Corvallis, and Toledo, and the transportation program includes transportation planning and the metropolitan planning organizations for Albany and Corvallis, and various outreach projects and other programs. And Safe Routes to School is something that we've been working on for the last couple of years, primarily in Lincoln County, and we've also done Safe Routes to School work in Sweet Home.
So about how long have you been doing this now with the COG?
2 years.
So you've been here to Lincoln County. I think you live in the Valley, don't you?
I do. I live in Philomath.
But I see you kind of moving around quite a bit. And I was just kind of wondering, so from what you've seen and the work that you've been doing so far, how are you enjoying it, and what makes you passionate about transportation issues?
It's great. It's really great to be able to be out in the various communities. Of course, this is a very large region, so it's great to travel around and meet people from various communities, and especially getting to work with kids is a lot of fun. We held a walk and bike to school day in May, and a lot of the kids have never walked to school before because they maybe don't live in an area that's convenient or safe to do so. So being able to meet up with a group of fellow students and walk to school was really novel for them, and they thought it was a lot of fun. So being able to work with kids is always fun.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you know, being a new dad, well, not so new anymore, but my son's 4, and I think, you know, bringing your children as they are, you know, evolving and maturing into a very busy environment with vehicles, can you talk a little bit about, you know, how everybody's kind of a pedestrian, really? I mean, we really start there before we even drive. You know, we maybe start running and walking and then riding bikes. How does that fit in?
Definitely. Everyone's a pedestrian, or a very high number of people are a pedestrian for some point of their day, even if it's just in a parking lot, which, of course, can be a very sometimes difficult area to navigate in a parking lot because you have a lot of vehicle and pedestrian traffic going on. So we definitely do encourage a community mindset with safe routes to school because we like to say that safe routes that are safe for students are safe for everyone. So improving awareness among drivers, improving education and safety among pedestrians and cyclists really does have benefits for the whole community. And we look forward to continuing to promote that education at the various schools and go from there.
And I think what's one of the challenges and joys of having a four-year-old is the fact that my son will instantly blaze into running at any moment. And, you know, when we're getting out of the vehicle and we're obviously in parking lots or we're on sidewalks, you know, he is developing an awareness about the fact that these cars are, you know, huge metal things and they don't stop on a dime. Is that a piece that fits into, you know, the range in which you're, you know, addressing and teaching these young people?
Absolutely. And a lot of the concerns among parents and school staff is around the drop-off culture, if you will. Mm-hmm. And because picking up and dropping off students is a time where the parking lot is really congested, and sometimes you have especially older students maybe kind of darting out to their parents' vehicle or whatnot. So educating the students about traffic safety awareness around dropping off and picking up is really important.
Yeah, you know, obviously with my son, you know, he just isn't old enough yet to kind of connect the dots. And what are some types of things that you might encourage parents to do to begin to educate them and make them more aware of their surroundings?
Well, starting with some fundamental traffic safety awareness is important. There are some curriculum options that are out there as well on a state level, which educators or parents can take bits and pieces from and apply that to what might be relevant to their students. One of the curricula is called Cycle Safe, and that addresses bicycling, and the other one is called Neighborhood Navigators, and that talks about pedestrian safety and really just being aware of your, at the most fundamental level for the younger ones, it's about being aware of your surroundings and the different cars or whatnot that you are, you know, seeing as you move around in your neighborhood.
So the educational piece, say for example, when you have an event like your Walk Bike to School Day that's coming up on October 8th, everybody's meeting at Bike Newport at 7:30 a.m. Will folks be riding and walking, and what's that event going to be like?
Yeah, so anyone that wants to ride bikes, they have to have a safe working bike and a helmet, and a parent or guardian must accompany them. And they're going to be riding from the bike shop to several local schools in Newport with police escort. They are able to kind of help shepherd the riders across 101. They kind of block it, mm-hmm. The police do, so that's really helpful. And then people who want to walk are meeting at 7:30 at the First Presbyterian Church on 12th Street, and we'll walk to Sam Case and Newport Intermediate from there.
Wow, excellent. Both options. So if you are just joining us, we're talking to Tara Campy of Oregon Cascades West Council of Government. We've got more details coming up about our Walk Bike to School Day, as well as Oregon's Drive Less Challenge. We'll be touching on that too. Tara, stay with us. Listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We have Tara Campy with us from Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. An event coming up is the Walk Bike to School Day. This is part of Safe Routes to School. And Tara, I'm excited to finally bring my son. He's four. I think he's just the right age. He's still got his training wheels to attend this event. Now, I've been before and taken some photos, and it's really this great group atmosphere. And can you just briefly touch on that time will be a moment to teach kids in a way that they can understand.
Yeah, it's a fun event. It has a lot of community support. Bike Newport has been holding the event for several years, and you get a lot of students and staff from the schools and community members coming out, and it's great to see this, for the students to see adults riding bikes and implementing safe bicycling practices and wearing a helmet and those types of things.
So I have been looking at OregonSafeRoutes.org and have found quite a bit of information about the Safe Routes to School program. Definitely a great resource, but primarily you're saying the main thing is to, for the bike portion, is just to bring a helmet and bring a bike.
Right.
Now, maybe we could break into, real briefly, Tara, the Drive Less Challenge. Now, that's something that's happening, it's starting on the 6th?
Yes, and before we switch over, can I mention a couple of meetings we have coming up?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Okay, the first one is actually this afternoon, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Ocean Lake Elementary in room number 11.
Okay.
And that is going to be an action plan meeting, which basically talks about our ideas and goals around Safe Routes. So it's the very first meeting. So even if you don't know anything much about Safe Routes, we still encourage anyone who's interested to come by. 3:30 to 4:30 today at Ocean Lake Elementary. And then the next meeting is at Newport Intermediate, and that is 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 25th.
And are these meetings kind of strategizing and looking at the current Safe Routes and possible future routes?
Right, and just ideas around encouragement and education, so future walk and bike to school days and other ideas as well.
Kind of more planning meetings for your future activities then.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's great. So two meetings today, and if we have just a moment, we can recap those. But I did want you to plug the Drive Less Challenge. I know this is something that you've been working hard on, too, and tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, so we're excited. The statewide Oregon Drive Less Challenge is coming up October 6th to 19th, and it's promoted by partners all around the state, and it's the second annual event. And the challenge encourages people to help us reduce by reducing 1 million vehicle miles. And you can do that in any way that works for you. So we're encouraging non-drive-alone trips, so whether that is walking to the store or carpooling to an event, any trips that you're making by carpooling, walking, taking the bus, even teleworking, working from home, and biking. So any trips that you're making that you're not driving alone are eligible, and you just record those trips on the website, which is drivelessconnect.com. And there are a lot of great prizes. We have some private sponsors that are providing the funds for those prizes, and you can win a custom bike from Bike Friday, which is an Oregon bike maker. You can win a mini vacation card for $500 and lots of other prizes as well.
And do you have a ride share scheduling tool as well online?
Yes, that is another component of the website, drivelessconnect.com.
Okay.
You can, in addition to tracking your trips that you're making, you can also search for carpools. You can enter your trip details of the city where you're starting and the city where you're going, for example, and then there's a button that says find matches. You click on that button and then it will bring up other users who are traveling a similar route, and you can contact them for carpooling possibilities.
And it seems to me like the web tools just have continued to have improved, and so it's a pretty seamless system online for matching people up. And got an idea of how many people are using these things now?
Yes, we have over 2,000 users in our region and thousands more around the state. The website launched in 2011, and it's been growing steadily since then, and it is free to use.
So we're going to try and reduce mileage by 1 million miles in Oregon?
Right, through those 14 days.
Wow. Well, good luck. Hopefully you'll have a lot of participants this year. So drivelessconnect.com. Now, Tara, before we end our interview here today, you might want to just recap the meetings that you have. Then just tell us again what's happening today and where we can meet.
Yes, yeah, so our meeting this afternoon is 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Ocean Lake Elementary School in Lincoln City, room number 11. And it's our very first meeting talking about Safe Routes to School. So we encourage anyone who might be interested to come by and join us. And the second meeting is at Newport Intermediate School, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. next Thursday, September 25th. And that is in the library at Newport Intermediate School. And we've been meeting for the past year as well, so this will kind of recap what's been going on, and we definitely encourage everyone to join us then as well.
And then coming up on October 8th.
October 8th is Walk and Bike to School Day, and all local students in Newport will be receiving information at school, flyers at school about this event. At 7:30 a.m., students who want to ride bikes will meet at Bike Newport, and they need to bring a helmet, a safe working bike, and a parent or guardian. And students who want to walk to school will meet at 7:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 227 Northeast 12th Street. And we encourage everyone to join us and Wednesday, the 8th of October.
Excellent. And finally, how can we reach you?
My direct phone number is 541-924-8480.
Okay. And remember the websites, too, if you've been joining us. You want to learn more about Safe Routes to School. There's OregonSafeRoutes.org. And what is Cascades West web address?
CWRide.org.
And, of course, Googling probably gets you there, too. Just Google Oregon Cascades West, Council of Governments. Tara, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program and all the work you're doing out there. I know folks are going to see you at the Bike Walk to School Day, so if you want to meet her, she'll be there. And will you be riding or walking this year?
I'll be at the walking group.
Okay. Well, very good. I appreciate you coming on the program, Tara. And remember, if you want to reach her, find her at Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. She's tcampy@ocwcog.org. Tara, you have an excellent day.
Thank you. You too.
And thank you, Lincoln County, for listening to us. Please remember that Lincoln County Connections is brought to you every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll see you same time, same place next week.